This is a popular front bonus episode for the $5 Patreons. Here, Pavel from the ISIS International episode. We're talking about the history of conflict in Afghanistan from the time the king was overthrown to the current battle now between the Taliban and ISIS.
Afghanistan is the most, I think, the most complex war we can currently see on the map of the world, because this war has been ongoing for 40 years. It didn't start with the American invasion. It had started way before, before the Soviet invasion even, because it all started with overthrowing the king of Afghanistan by his cousin, his minister of defense, who established, let's say it, a democratic presidency. Of course, he was a warlord who was running a presidency, but of course it was half of the Cold War, so communism was spreading all over the world at the time. It was 70s, right? So 1979, 1978, and 4 years before, the communism won in the countries that are located in the south of Asia. Americans lost the war in Cambodia, the war in Vietnam, Laos, and all the wars that were thanks to American leaders happening in the south of Asia. Because when it comes to Vietnam, it was also Laos and the countries near. Yeah. And communism was winning. So in Afghanistan, the case was very similar. And the Soviets saw that finally the dream that the Russian Empire had, so to control Afghanistan, it was this dream was appearing, right? So the Soviet administration was established. Let's say Soviet administration, because it is not exactly like that. And the forces that were loyal to Soviets at the time, because Soviets, it was the Soviets that thought that these forces would be loyal, but as it quickly was found out, the Soviets were loyal to Lenin, not to the current Brezhnev administration. So it was a very hardline administration. If it was mainly inspired by Lenin and Stalin, and the Soviet administration in Moscow was worried that this administration was just too much for Afghans to actually govern the country in the communist way. So let's say in a very quick way that the Soviets wiped out the administration that was loyal to them, because they feared that the CIA was trying to establish a connection with this government. They tried to govern the Afghan provinces for 10 years. They lost at the end in 1989, they were forced to flee from Afghanistan. And we can say that the war started exactly at this timeline, because when the Soviets fled from Afghanistan, all the hell broke loose, and all the militias that were fighting against the Soviets were starting to fight themselves. Mm-hmm. The Afghan government that mainly consisted of communists at the time, surprisingly governed 3 years after the Soviets fled from Afghanistan, mainly because they had a constant supply of arms and weapons from the Soviet Union. But after the Soviet Union in 1992, so they lost the supply of arms and weapons and started to losing control over the country. And it quickly appeared that the militias located in the north and in the east, so actually that were previously supported by the CIA or the ISI, so the famous Pakistani intelligence agency, were winning this war and quickly won over the Kabul government and established its own. And the Islamic state of Afghanistan actually started to live at the time with the famous warlord from the north actually becoming the Minister of War. In 1994, the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan was actively governing in the whole of the country. Ah, yes, Maksud. Maksud, it was Maksud. It was, so the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan was governing in the whole of the country actively because the forces that were supported by the Pakistani agencies were losing control over the land, like Hekmatyar, the main warlord and the main opponent of the Islamic Republic, was losing control. So Pakistan at the time thought that the new plan has to be implemented in Afghanistan in order to stop democratic forces from winning this war. And it all started with them actively trying to amass a support from the Islamists in Pakistan. In Pakistan, there were many refugees from Afghanistan. And these were actively influenced by madrasas, some kind of Sharia or Quran schools run by
hardline Islamist schools.
Yes, Islamist schools run by Islamists from Deobandi school, a very hardline school in Islam. And they thought that it was the Islamists that would be the main force to stop the Democrats from running Afghanistan. So they established a link between the ISI and Mullah Omar, the main leader of Taliban, to actively support this man from Kandahar in the south of Afghanistan to run a big scale offensive in Afghanistan against the forces of Maksud. It didn't succeed. They lost in 94. And Pakistan acknowledged this fact, but actively tried to regain support for Islamists who were ashamed by the fact that they lost battles against the Democrats. So they actually raised their support, their financial support. They even sent some kind of force that was consistent of Pakistanis. It was a precedent like was the Chinese fighting Americans in Korea. So yeah. The voluntary force consisting of 500,000 of people that were volunteers. And Pakistan did the same. It is thought that Pakistan sent at least 50,000 of people to fight along the Taliban. So we can say that the Democrats from Kabul were completely overwhelmed by the power of a new Taliban force, because the power of the Islamists that had been sent by the Pakistanis were just too much for the new government that lacked any support from not only Russia, but the United States. Because the United States was at the time mainly focused in Europe and Balkans, fighting against Serbian nationalists, let's say. So the Democrats lost, the Taliban started governing the main cities of Afghanistan in 1996. Okay, the United States invade this country. The war has been ongoing since 17 years, so since 2001, when the Taliban lost control over most of the cities in Afghanistan. And the fight has been ongoing for so many years that everyone started losing patience, especially in the United States, but also among the Taliban, because the war is extremely long and nobody is winning. So everyone might feel frustrated with it. And in 2014, when the Islamic State was created, firstly by Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, then Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, naming himself as Caliph, the Taliban felt the heat from Syria and Iraq. As we know, Taliban are followers of the Deobandi school, and the Islamic State is a strict Salafist from Hanbali, Hanafi, and such. And in 2014, the more hardline Taliban militants started to feel that the Taliban is not something that is truly Islamic, that the Taliban is a nationalist force, that it only wants to establish an Islamic society led by Quran only in Afghanistan. So the Islamic State, that was an international force that was trying to overwhelm the whole world and win with everyone, was actually a huge task for the minds of the Salafist militants for the Taliban. But it firstly was Pakistanis that joined forces with the Islamic State. In 2014, let's say, Pakistani Taliban, most of Pakistani Taliban pledge an allegiance, it is called Bayah, an oath of allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. That was quickly acknowledged by Muhammad al-Adnani in 2015, and the province of Khurasan, this is called Khurasan Vilayat, Khurasan province, because
of... That's an ISIS wilayat within Afghanistan, right?
Yes, this is how it is called, the Islamic State in Afghanistan, Khurasan Vilayat. This is how we call it, and it mainly consisted of Salafi Pakistanis at the time from the Taliban located in Pakistan, not the Afghan one. But it quickly spread over the border because it was mainly located in Fatah, in the tribal areas that are located in the north of Pakistan and administrated in, let's say, under the Sharia law. And it quickly spread over the border to Afghanistan, to Nangarhar, to Paktia, to the provinces located at the border with Pakistan, but also spread to the provinces in the south and in the north, that the Taliban felt the great danger that was coming from massive oaths of allegiances that were calling all over from Afghanistan. Let's say, near the border with Iran, some Taliban-affiliated militia started calling themselves Islamic State, and it was all over Afghanistan. So Taliban actually implemented a new strategy to fight not only Kabul government and U.S. forces, but also, we quickly found out, their main foe, so the Islamic State, this is their main enemy now, not the Afghan government, not the forces that are led by the United States, but their main enemy is Islamic State, because it is the Islamic State that might amass support for them and let Taliban actually dissolve.